This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Bodo Peace Accord had not just benefited the Bodo community but also opened avenues for many more peace accords. Addressing the first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, "Due to peace accords, more than 10,000 youths have given up arms and violence in Assam alone and joined the mainstream." He said, "The central government has given a special package of 1,500 crore rupees for the development of Bodo land." Mr. Modi said the Assam government has also given a special development package. More than 700 crore rupees has been spent to develop infrastructure related to education, health and culture in Bodo land. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today. At the invitation of Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Nigeria from today. This will be the first visit by Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. During the visit, Prime Minister will hold talks to review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. He will also address a gathering of the Indian community in Nigeria. India and Nigeria have been strategic partners since 2007 with growing economic, energy and defence collaboration. More than 200 Indian companies have invested over $27 billion in important sectors in Nigeria. India and Nigeria also share a strong development cooperation partnership. Prime Minister will travel to Rio de Janeiro during 18th and 19th November to attend the G20 summit hosted by Brazil President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. In Jharkhand, allegations and counter-allegations between leaders of NDA and India bloc have been intensified to garner support of the people. Addressing an election rally at Tundi in Dhanbad, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh alleged the corrupt Hemant Soren government has tarnished the image of Jharkhand. With just 2 days left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, candidates are ramping up rallies and meetings. BJP President JP Nadda highlighted the party's achievements in defence, internal security and counter-terrorism at a rally in Thane. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, speaking in Warkhed, criticised Congress for failing to fulfil promises and defended Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitments, including amending the Waqf Board law despite opposition. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 10 infants were killed after a massive fire broke out at the neonatal intensive care unit, NICU, of Jhansi Medical College yesterday. District Magistrate Avnish Kumar told reporters that the fire broke out around 10:45 p.m. in the NICU, possibly due to an electrical short circuit. District Magistrate said that prima facie there is information of the death of 10 children. According to the hospital official, there were 54 infants admitted to the NICU ward and several infants trapped have been rescued. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has taken cognizance of the incident and directed the district administration to expedite the relief work. In a post on X, Chief Minister offered condolences to the families of the deceased infants. Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, Indian Navy and ATS Gujarat Police carried out a joint operation and busted an international drug trafficking cartel in Gujarat. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that security agencies have seized 700 kilograms of contraband methamphetamine. Mr. Shah said that the security agencies are stellar examples of government's commitment to the vision of drug-free Bharat. Agencies are receiving continuous intelligence inputs regarding an unregistered vessel without automatic identification system and will be entering in Indian waters with narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances. On this input, operation codenamed Sagar Manthan 4 was launched and the vessel was identified and interdicted by the Navy. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by a huge margin of 135 runs in the fourth and final T20 international at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg. With the win, India sealed a four-match T20 series 3-1. Chasing a target of 284 for victory, South Africa were bundled out for 148 in 18.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.